Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Pesky. You may listen to the two, but the truth is not going to be in you.
Some of it you're going to like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
More like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then the truth ain't in you.
Truth Brothers. Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. It's that time. It's time for Truth Brothers. I'm Life.
And I'm Divine.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, I'm back first off. And you guys can get us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And I'm logging into the chat room as we speak for your questions and comments. Welcome back to another Sunday, fellas.
That is the producer supreme, Ken.
Okay.
So how is everyone?
First off, we need another round of applause here, because I'm back.
Yes. Oh, man. Yeah, I got you. Yes, sir. Someone's back from having a business overseas. Let's everybody give it up for Mr. DJ.
All right, kill that. There you go. That's enough of that. Please. All right, one more time.
No, I swear. Yeah. All right, I got you. Okay.
Ah, I missed y'all, man. I missed y'all, man.
Right.
That is just a death of endeavor.
But okay.
All right. Being here, man. I heard Mark come through with the snuff out, but I was just like,
Really?
Keeping it
close?
Yeah, oh.
Anyway, that's my start.
Nah,
man.
He good dude, man. I like
him. He's a good reading glass. That's our own break here to end. He did a great job.
Hey, man, you held the seat down. You did a great job, bro. I know he's listening, so definitely got to give Marvin a shout out, man.
There you go.
How was y'all day?
Hey, everything. Weekend was okay, man. Weekend Friday was great, man. Did something very special. We're getting that a little bit local later.
Cool.
We bang it all.
Can't
get a better last spin
today.
Yeah, she went to bed today, so
that's what happened.
We went to bed.
I have nothing good to say.
Wow, really? How about just another day doing the show?
She likes stabbing people.
Yeah.
No, I don't. People like stabbing me. We're going to get into that. In the back.
Yeah.
That's life, you know how it goes.
Put that gun down, Kenz. What you doing?
Okay.
Shh.
Right. Okay, so who we holler at?
We got to holler at a few people today, man. Got to holler at Maya Hawkins, Taja Blackman, Shayla James, the girl. Hey, today. That's Candace doing that.
That's my baby.
Yeah, she had me rolling today, y'all. I it's hard. If you make me laugh, and you got there, she doesn't have
work. Who do I ask?
I can't even get into it right now.
My daughter,
yeah,
Taylor.
That is that little girl. She's on her way. She got a ticket. Janine Crossett, Erz Dunlap, Toy Muhammad, Darrell Patrick. And we got to give a special shout-out to the homeboy, Anthony Davis. New Orleans Hornets play his first game Wednesday. Halloween, man.
First back to the rebound.
Yep.
Shout out to Kelvin Martin, too.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget Kelvin.
Yeah.
Oh, LeRon Hargrove, he had just had a birthday.
Yeah, we
were 26.
Yeah, we was going to get into that on the DJ B-Day. I don't know, but since you got to him, we'll get into it right now. LeRon, what's up, bro? We're going to go to Twitter. And Frankie. Bankston had a birthday that day. But on the 23rd, Latasha Davis. On the 24th, Emmanuel Rice, Sierra Housing. On the 25th, Carla G and J Dub. That's their names. On the 26th, Akia Bird, D Holland. The 27th, Jessica Hunt. On the 28th, Lasandra Change. And today was my former high school basketball coach, Anthony Arthur McCullough. He's celebrating his birthday. They have a birthday, Coach.
That's what's up.
And I want to give a very special happy birthday to my grandmother. We celebrated with style Friday. She turned 95.
Woo!
That was just awesome.
That is
great. You partied it up. Happy birthday,
birthday.
Just partied it up. Well, shout out to my parents. They flew into town last week. So,
in town?
Yeah, it was over Sunday. We watched that Bears debacle. And,
hey, anytime you get
in town, you live. Right?
Yeah, they're tripping for, man. That puts one in your stats.
There you go. Hey, stack and win.
Winning ugly.
There you go. Sometimes you got to do it.
Precious do it every day she wake up.
We
go.
Hey,
man, I'm there. I'm with y'all, man. Y'all should leave me a week without. Not do a lot. This is my daily relief.
I hope everybody ain't having a problem with the chat room because I see a bunch of log in and log outs, like a whole bunch of different people are trying to get in and keeps knocking them out.
Hey, that's personal, man.
That'd
be all right.
Just telling you, if you're having trouble out there, again, go ahead and dial the number 818-514-1202. We got plenty of room with the chin.
If we can.
And with all that out the way, this is the terrible truth.
Oh.
This is the terrible truth with your terrible actors, Ray and Devon.
Greetings and salutations. This is Keith Clark of the Terrible Truth. This portion of the Terrible Truth is brought to you by PBS. Get it in before Romney do.
And Terrell Owens, first round draft pick, Cardinals, perforated for her ambition. Again, send in 10 free proofs of purchases and get a
proof of purchases.
Proofs of purchases.
There you go. And look out the way. And get a proof to the proof of purchases.
What?
Oh. Say proofs.
Proofs of puppetry.
Proofs of puppetry morning series.
Wow.
Sounds so proofs of purchases. All right. Naked grandmother offered us sexual service before arrest.
Oh. There you go.
Yuck.
Jacqueline Burris.
Sex. It ain't for young people no more.
No.
She looked like I lost all the cheese. And I know where it went. It's been bad. Anyway, Jacqueline Burris, 53, was arrested on charges of child neglect and resisting law enforcement, but not before she allegedly offered sexual favors to her arresting officers, reports to KTLA.com.
We can work something out.
Yep. She's an actual grandmother. She wanted
to
just
55-year-old.
53, you hear me?
Okay.
53.
Just checking.
Burris, who has a history of prostitution, was taking care of her 2-year-old granddaughter when the child's old
cousin
had
a rave.
Oh, God.
Each one, teach one.
How are you younger, but I'm more flexible? None of this makes sense. Burris, who has a history of prostitution, was taking care of her 2-year-old granddaughter when the child's other grandmother called police because she suspected she was intoxicated. There you go. The officers arrived at the motel where Burris was staying and found her naked and belligerent. The frisky granny allegedly cursed at the officers before resorting to her old tricks. No pun intended. Quote, "Do you want some of me?" She asked suggestively while moving her leg. She asked for the
star.
Usually, that question is an invitation to fight, but allegedly not this time. According to the KTLA, in addition to prostitution, Burris has previously been charged with public intoxication, drug, and assault. The toddler was taken away by Child Protective Services who have been called to the scene.
Wow. Good job.
Tragic.
Parenthood. You want some of me?
Tree City.
Yeah. You want some of this? Now, I do.
And she knew the love, and you heard that trigger sound.
and that old door.
That's
Max it. Came out.
No, that's out there. I'm just hiding. It's Halloween. It was.
the
flower that's in there keeps happening.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we should just.
Oh, man, that's just amazing.
That's old nasty.
Old nasty.
Hi, boys.
But you know, that does lead to a, you know, there's, we all know that there's homes out there, right? And they do eventually get old, so what do you do
when you're there?
A grandparent who lived, so imagine the plugs and wisdom she's been handing down.
And
how you walk in all wrong. Don't walk like you got some dignity. Switch.
Yep.
Move your people a little.
Oh, wow.
That was wrong.
Okay.
I said, you got to get this dignity.
That's nasty.
No, that's nasty.
On all levels. Yeah.
Ready.
Tragic.
There's piecemeals all in there.
It's break time.
We'll be right back after this short message from the pins.
Pins on what you're about to talk about.
What's up, everybody? This is Devon from Truth Brothers Radio. Thanking you guys for making the show the success it is today. Without you, there is no truth. We are expanding our network daily, so be sure to catch up with all the latest Truth Brothers info, show topics, and questions at our Facebook page, Twitter, MySpace, iTunes, or by subscribing to our YouTube channel. There, you can also leave your comments and show ideas. Once again, thank you for supporting our truth. Keep thinking.
Brothers Radio.
Radio, we're back, and that is just creaky and nasty.
Yeah.
Old people.
I bet they didn't care. They said they called it the Cerberus or something.
I don't think it was a Cerberus. It was a come on in hotel. Let me tell you. But check this out. New beer is made from bull testicles.
New beer?
New beer.
Red balls.
There you go.
Red bull balls.
Yeah, there you go.
Ooh.
Blue Boy, a U.S. brewery which announced it was making beer out of bull testicles as an April Fool's Day stunt, has now done it for real. The Wyckoop Brewing Company in Denver, Colorado, has named its creation Rocky Mountain Oyster Stout.
That is just nasty.
Now we're all flavor. Head brewer, and that's not a play on words. Head brewer Andy Brown said, "Yes, the beer was inspired by our April Food spoof video this spring, in which we claimed to have released a beer made with bull testicles. When we sent out the press release and the video link last April, we heard from brewers and beer writers who thought the beer was for real and loved the idea.
Yeah,
we don't want balls in a beer. So we turned the joke into reality. We've been making ballsy beer for the past few years. And this is proof of, and this is proof of that. Yeah. Mr. Brown described the beer as an assertive foreign style stout.
All right.
With various vicious and deep brown color.
That's the nut.
Yes, I guess.
Because do they squeeze the bottle?
No, they make them from the...
All right, because the bottle has a really deep flavor of chocolate syrup, Kahlua, and espresso, along with a palatable level of alcohol and a savory, umi-like note.
So what do bull balls taste like?
Well, I couldn't tell.
So the only reason I asked, and I don't want to know for my own personal preference, I'm just curious to somebody said, this needs to go in beer.
Like, right.
But who says when they did it as a joke, as a ha-ha, well, I want to know who, oh, yes.
Yes, okay. This is what it's got to have. This way you have this.
And now I don't have to do them separate no more.
I like my bulls and balls together.
There you go. Rocky Mountain Oyster Stout, named after the local name of fried bull chester, because a Colorado delicacy.
Oh,
it goes on sale at Brewery Pubs in Denver October 8th. So it's out there. Everybody out there in Denver, put your balls in your face.
I don't know what to do.
Ball goals.
Mm.
Want some beer?
Nah, bro. Not some
Nope.
Only bull I like is the Chicago joints, and I'm going to leave it at that.
Yep.
Hey,
yep.
Man, we not.
Slit them all living, bro. Be careful.
Beer
bull balls.
Yep.
818-514-1200.
Get a cup.
Yep.
I mean, the ballsy flavor.
That's what he said.
I don't want to.
What do they stir it with?
The front of the bull balls?
Yeah. Mm.
He's just going to grab your beer. Yeah.
No, I'm good.
That's just.
Nasty. I can't wait. Oh my God.
Typing it in. /iloveballs.com.
All right.
Put them in.
Whatever.
Have a smiley face.
Justin is asking, is Megatron out there?
Calvin Johnson.
Oh, is he going to be on the show?
I know. Justin is looking for him.
Yeah, I guess he's saying he dropped it.
Just said, bitches, boo.
Yeah,
whatever. Jeez, take care.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm done with that story real fast.
That's grody.
Kind of like, I wonder, because I'm just curious about who really tasted the balls to say that's the flavor we need.
Yeah, but they say that's a delicacy out there, so obviously they knocking down the Rocky Mountain oysters, right?
And don't eat the cum. I mean, the...
All righty then.
Cum ain't a bad word, but
it's
oh dear.
Okay, kids, we gotta take that to school.
My mom hates him.
Yes.
So well, but no, like the sperm is in the balls. So do they drain the balls first?
Anybody who brew beer out there?
No, if you want the delicacy, if you like, you know, if you just saying, hey man, give me an order of them beer balls. Don't drain them though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, who, do anybody have that?
I'm just curious because I don't like the fact that they actually have a whole thing about beer balls. I don't. Whatever, but if people eat them, then I just assume that you gotta get the sperm out of them.
I was just, yeah, I don't know.
That is but so good.
Whatever.
Just curious.
Yeah, it's awful to me.
Regular
beer.
Yeah, I just assume that that's what, you know, but I'm not even. Skip the beer for now. Like, put the beer on hold. You're eating them. That's my thing. You're actually eating the beer balls, and that's what I'm curious on. Like anybody, I'm gonna have to look that up to see if anybody's actually draining the beer balls before they eat them. Because if you bite into a beer ball and you just and then it squirts in your mouth,
no!
Right. Well, not thinking about what they're cooking, so I don't, like, that might have, that, the cooking of them might get all over.
But what if it's hollow on the inside? Let's just say. I don't know. Let's
yeah,
just say
okay.
They hollow, and then when you, it's like boiling an egg. It just come out and it's hard on the inside, and bam, you bite into them and you just bite some bull kids.
There you go. That's leech the bull.
A contestant dies after winning Florida roach eating contest. Yeah.
Tragic.
And you know, Florida got those big.
Yeah.
That was the first time I ever seen
that's
a flying
right.
roach.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah. When I went down South of Post, that's when I did.
They are ginormous.
And they walk on two legs.
Dude.
They walk and ask you for stuff.
And buy cigarettes.
Yep.
Let me get 20 on Pop 2.
With a couple of lucky, they flip their cigarette. I'm saying,
oh my God.
Babies.
We're here in Deerfield Beach, Florida. Of course, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Authorities say that the winner of a roach eating contest in South Florida died shortly after downing dozens of the live bugs as well as worms. The grand prize of Friday night's contest was a live python.
So you eat roaches to get a mate.
To get a,
exactly.
Wow. Stupidity, boy.
Yeah.
You
the Broward County Sheriff's Office says in a news release that it is waiting for an autopsy to give the official cause of death.
Really?
However, the news release Monday says 32-year-old Edward Archibald
Roach.
Edward Archibald became ill soon after winning and collapsed in front of the Ben Siegel reptile store where the contest was held. The store in Deerfield Beach, about 40 miles north of Miami, Archibald was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police say several contestants ate insects, but no one became ill.
I'm sure it wasn't a good one. He was the winner. That's what.
And the loser.
They probably had, right. They probably had two of them. Was like,
yeah,
well, actually, the snake was the winner because they fed him to the snake.
They had two of them.
Like, you know what? Nah, I don't even need a snake that bad. But my thing is, dude, they saying they need an autopsy to figure out what it was. I'm pretty sure it wasn't a gunshot. So take your chances. I'm sure, yeah.
Well, no, they wouldn't have known what killed him at the hospital. They would have.
He went to find his way out.
If they call, let's say they called an ambulance, and there's a banner that say roach eating contest. When you show up there and you see him dead at the
contest, when he collapsed, they probably took the banner down.
Right.
They knew. Brought to you by Wade.
They took that banner down fast.
Oh, Lord. Which, yeah, see, remember that show Fear Factor?
Yeah, it still comes on.
Does it really?
It got new episodes. It does come back on.
Okay, would you have done that show?
I would have. I ain't gonna lie.
You would have done Fear Factor.
I would have done Fear Factor.
Only reason I wouldn't have done it, but I would, but only reason that would make me mad is I've done all this stuff and I don't get a consolation prize at the end. Like, if you lose, you just lose.
So, you lose. I mean, I just did the stunts.
Yeah.
I get the little for the stunts.
Yeah.
But you did the eating part.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
So that episode when the dude took out the elk balls.
No, what balls?
Slong. When he brought out the elk slong.
Hey, Joe Rogan?
In my line of work?
Yeah.
It'd have been.
I know.
Right.
I'm just like, do the math. So let's just say you decide to go home there. When you gonna tell all your friends, I'm gonna be on Fear Factor. Everybody gonna can't wait. And when it pulled out the elk song, you put an elk song in your mouth.
But you know they got
hold on.
Yet.
I'm doing the math.
Okay.
Because the grand prize was $50,000. $50,000 means you don't quit job.
Right.
$50,000 means you have to go back to work.
Right.
After. So when you go back to work after putting, and yeah, I'm just giving the hope you win.
Right.
What if you lose?
That's
got
what
nothing,
I'm saying.
And you get to go to work after putting peace in your mouth. I'm good. No thank you. No thank you.
Depends on what you eat. Like sometimes they don't give
Hold on. First off, they don't. Not all the time do they give you slow.
And it's true.
Like a sad sometimes.
It's got the blood on it.
It's got the earthworm look. That's
excuse me, until the next song. Right. So now we're going to do that. So now we're going to give you a bass. So you have to go back to work with fresh bat ass in your mouth,
yeah,
and got to go back to work with
You know the Ronnie bat booty.
That ain't a good.
Even if you win, you lose.
I mean,
50 grand is all right though, man. I mean, hey,
but no one it ain't hitting this 50 grand, but after taxes, you done did this for $35,000.
That works anyway.
$5 more than you had. That math can get don't like that.
But then you got some
roaches,
and we just see what happened. But you got the ones that eat, you know, like live crickets.
And I'm like, live crickets wouldn't be that bad, though.
Stink bugs.
Okay, here's what else used to make me mad.
What's happening?
Because when they used to do the celebrity Fear Factor, they made sure the celebrities never had to eat anything. They would make them lay down in a thing of worms.
They
would never make the celebrities eat nothing.
But
I guess they better than you.
No.
Or a regular person.
No, they actually did because on the real, it was one last thing because they do the easy stuff first, then they mess with you with the animals.
Right.
Then you eat the stuff, then it's the last round. It's always that
form. I've never seen a new one.
Celebrities.
They had the old wrestler,
The old Beaver wrestlers was on there.
And they ate some.
Yeah, they had to eat, what did they want to eat? She ate a dragonfly dipped in some, sort of in cow blood, something like that. You had to sop it up with a cow blood type thing. And
Maria had to lay down in some crap. I remember, what's her name? Rudy had to lay down in some. I've never seen the stars have to eat something.
I still
lose it.
Everybody go out and get up into that Susan G. Coleman thing.
Everybody on the East Coast.
Be careful, man.
Back down the hatches,
Right
handle for y'all, because y'all getting that Frankenstein.
Did you see that picture?
Yeah.
They got out with the Statue of Liberty, and it looks like the destroyer is coming over, man. I was like, man, but now I got a lot of people in New York, man. Y'all be cool, man, for real. But I didn't want to do this story, but since y'all was talking about schlongs,
so Bill testicles
we gotta finish up. Penis.
Break time. We're gonna let you.
Well, I just give him the title before we
go.
The title
okay.
is Penis Size Show Map Shows How Short the United States Fall. And then we'll come right back with more Truth Brothers Radio.
What?
Yeah. Truth Brothers Radio.
You can tell me alarm, you can call out your car, you can fence in your yard, you can pull out a car, but I won't back down. Oh no, I won't back down. Oh no.
Cadillac the bills, cook the bills, brains, head, rims, yeah, stupid wheels, girl, I'm super real, lose it, super nail, try to fight it, try to deny it, stupid, you will fail.
Brothers Radio.
If you join the Army, you'll get an education unlike any other. Every single day, people will try and kill you. That'll teach you lessons you'll never learn in school. Improvised explosive devices, snipers, suicide bombers. That's why there's never been a better time to enlist. In the Navy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
While them poor grunts are eating sand in 130-degree heat, we're catching cool breezes on the big ships, learning mad skills, and getting some.
Oh.
That's right. Navy's co-ed, baby. Our lady sailors bathe every day in co-ed showers. I ain't lying. Hell, out here with the big guns, we can practically guarantee you won't die. Unless you party too hard. Call your Navy recruiter today. We'll pay for college, and it won't cost you an arm and a leg. Navy. Because joining the Army's just stupid.
Truth Brothers Radio.
With Devon's...
Not my story.
I had to read this. It was a very interesting title.
Yep. So we got, they got a ranking system.
You don't have to repeat that because for those who may have not heard it.
Right, let me put some bass in my voice when I do this, though.
Because I'm, you know, I'm no Frank Ocean. But
penis size map shows how short, quote unquote, the U.S. falls.
Just remember, we're minority. That's all I'm saying.
This is a
They got a map. They got the ranking system.
They got the ranking system.
All right, you know, just get into the story
and just remember, we can't be doing our best. It's like the Olympics. You need it.
Wondering where the good old U.S. of A. You fall in the world penis chart.
Romney.
Get out your magnifying glass. You're going to need it.
Romney. I'm just saying, we're minorities.
Oh, the average size of an American man is 5.1 inches. I don't know. I don't know where that's at, but I'm sorry. 25th in the percentile. You know what? We're just going to go to the chart.
No, finish this aim.
No, Africa, number one.
If headed to the condo, if you get your spirit, you might want to consider your trip to Italy. They came in six. But anyway, I'm sorry. Research was done by Professor Olser, Professor Olser University. And some are critiquing it validly. Says he got his facts from the internet. But come on,
it's
nutty on schlong sizes.
Really,
he got his facts from the internet.
Of course,
you use the web to gain data on this. It's not like a professor took a ruler out and measured around the world and demanded men whip out their penis.
I'm doing a survey.
I hope you know.
Are you American?
Human, sir.
Yeah,
you're Yankee. You, sir.
You were admitted to Brooklyn.
With the yellow, you, sir, with the yellow eyes.
You, sir.
As you were.
You saw
in the survey with the smell of ruin coming from the throat.
Oh,
no need. I can see it from here.
That looks about right.
But if you did want to know, here's 818-514-1202. Here's part of the list for your reference. Coming in at number uno.
Go backwards.
Oh, okay.
No.
From the bottom.
No, go in.
How's it? Yeah. So obviously having food is a factor in this.
No, that's
food and rights must have something to do with.
Good old
that's why they always building their missiles. That's why they can't get their missiles to fly. Well, anyway, North and South Korea coming in at 3.8. Oh, my God.
No wonder so damn mean.
All that rice ain't good for you, though. Next up is Thailand and India coming in at 4. Wait. What was the bottom?
Bottom was North Korea at 3.8.
Oh, no. You said 4. I thought you meant ranking number 4.
No. You're going with the end.
No, right. But
the bottom is North Korea at 3.8.
Now, this is a list, dog. Let me get through.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying, but say the number 4.
There is no number. I don't have a number, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14,
15, 16,
17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25th.
All right.
It's North Korea, 24th. North Korea, 23rd is Thailand at 4. India, 4 at 23. China, 22, 4.3. Romania and Ireland, both at 5. Then good old USA coming in at 5.1.
That ain't, hey, this is a melting pot.
Yeah.
And they really like me asking
someone,
yeah.
Someone was throwing the grading curve.
Yeah, I'm sure they were not headed to the slums of the ghettos to get these measurements out.
Sound like they started in Chinatown and worked their way north.
Russia, Australia, 5.2. France, beating the U.S. and everybody else.
They got a lot of Africans, too. They don't want to give them. The ones they don't want to give jobs is keeping them in it.
5.3. Spain and Canada, 5.5. The U.K., 5.5.
Oh, no.
New Zealand, 5.5. 5.7 of giving it to you. Notice we ain't went to the original land.
We ain't went to where Colton was.
Keep going. Shut up.
We ain't even hit Hitler's town.
Columbus land. We ain't went nowhere near.
Whoa, that's shaped like a hammer.
Wait, what do we mean?
We had Greece. Greece at 5.8. Sweden, 5.9. South Africa, 6.
Yep. Now, South Africa, remember, they were taking over. Them Afrikaners messing up the flow.
Italy, 6.2.
Wait, okay, now what number are we at?
2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Italy is 6.
That's number 6?
Yep. All right, we in the top 5, y'all.
Here we go.
Coming in at number 5.
Yep.
Iceland. Oh! 6.5 of them.
There you go.
And I
need a lot of shivering.
Coming in at the Fancy Flow. You might have seen her in that movie. Colombiana. 6.7.
Now, you know what?
Colombia.
Yep.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we're getting south, and South America got the largest amount of Africans.
Now we're at the top 3, people.
Uh-oh.
Coming in at number 3, Ghana.
Let's hit for the original man.
6.8. Then, number 2, Ecuador.
What?
7. Again. Yep. Remember when you get south of...
That's where most of the slaves went. It wasn't here.
And now, number 1 on the giving it to you list.
We got
ladies.
Control.
Ladies, hold your clitoris.
Really?
Hey, you keep it in the room, huh?
Keep them in the boat. Republic of Congo.
Yeah.
7.1.
Yep.
Welcome. Where Kong is from.
All right. I didn't want to do that, but we got it out the way.
Oh, wow.
Somebody. Sometimes. USA.
So, ladies, I guess we need to start asking our guys, are they on Congo?
No. We weren't the one throwing off the grid and call for America.
That's right.
Remember how they tell you we minorities, right?
Anyway,
put that on the majority.
Ladies, you heard what I said.
How many of the other color do you see on your all star basketball team representing your country?
Next time you're all eHarmony. Ask brother he's of
consent. Yes, you sir.
Well, you are right, because we love to say how we everything but African.
Yeah.
So, I'm a little proud.
Well, if you have
family. Yep. We love how to tell that story.
Yep.
Now, next thing you know, dudes going to be dying their eyes yellow.
Woo! That is...
Woo!
Yeah, wow.
Hey. Gotta love this dark skin,
There you go.
Say it again.
Mm-mm-mm.
I know I love mine.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Oh, wow.
So does that throw off the whole shoe size thing? Because ladies always...
You know what it is?
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Yeah, we got to get in that.
No, you know what it is?
What is it?
Help me out.
Some of us have the gift of looking at the inseam. We can read you by your inseam.
Really?
Yep. Really.
So,
tell me, he didn't just say that.
I did.
But these muscles love the fag.
Well, when they're not, I was about to say before I got the dagger stairs.
I don't go around looking at the
pocket.
Yeah, and you shouldn't.
Like, hey, man.
That's for us. We got to have something to look at.
That's part of the trick now. Now you got dudes with extra. What about dudes that wear them extra type draws? And there you go. Nothing's there. I mean, not nothing's there, but you can't see nothing because he's in his stripper joints.
You know.
Like, well, a girl told me, no joke. You could tell when they're playing basketball. That's what I was told. Like, because I was like, honey, if it ain't shoe size or whatever, because dudes got it. We can look at y'all, your figures, and y'all put everything out there to be seen. We like, yeah, can't miss that there. But y'all don't have that. He's really, really handsome. But a girl told me, I was like, how do you tell? Because most women say shoe size. Some say their hands. Some say all these other things. And then a girl said, nah, I watch them play basketball because when they jump,
if they can't jump as high.
Nah, it's supposed to be.
No,
you can see that.
Men have a certain swagger about that when you just. It's when you guys aren't jaw jacking about it all the time that you might want to. When they say the strong move quiet, that's when you need to watch out.
Gotcha.
You ain't got to put it on broadcast. That's when you're like, yeah, I might be a little scared of him.
Notice we quiet, though. That's what
I'm saying. That's going to be
right there. That crickets were in the room.
You should have said.
Don't say nothing.
I'm just saying.
No, that's cool.
Some
dude did lives on the internet and can't.
A dude, though, that's what
that
he me.
Just,
a dude said,
oh, Lord. This racism is killing me inside.
A dude was out. And he went to Africa with three rulers, just in case. Excuse me, sir. Yeah, I stayed with these. Yeah, I knew it. Yeah, and the blood's not even out of the individual protection.
Yeah.
Hold on.
That ain't he has to be a little on the flaky side. Who comes up with a study like that and wants to...
University that came up with that.
I understand.
You know.
Like, dude, what made you wake up and say...
Morris Brown, like, all girls, isn't it?
I think so. Like, I didn't want to put him on. You know, Morris Brown did a study.
Sandusky, he probably went over there and measured him out for you. He got a lot. No, he's using his spare time.
Or Frank Ocean. Or you got a lot of people out there that
do
that. That's my new girl. I told you, Sailor Moon had me rolling.
Yeah.
Tell me what she said.
I got you. But yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Man. No, you know what? Going in the movies real quick, Alex Cross.
Dresser.
Yeah. Well, another week. You did 11 million the first week, and I didn't say nothing because I wanted the core audience to get out there and see his movie. And 11 million, it got trounced. It came in number 4. Now, my problem is, why is it... Y'all all right? That's hard, man.
That was
all
time.
There you go.
That's 8 right there.
There you go.
That's 8 right there.
That's
right.
She is... Yeah, good one. Yeah. No, she...
She is there.
I'm a Tyler Perry fan. She done broke out and tried his first dramatic role, and it's not going too well. The movie just got panned, trash. But I waited a week because I wanted to give him 2 weeks for the first core fans to get out there. And usually his movies average, 50.
Yeah.
50 to, 75 million. Last Medea movie made like 60 million. He come out with this. Dramatic role. Where's the Tyler Perry fans at? Where's the star audience?
There are no Tyler Perry fans. They're Madea fans.
Right.
I understand
that.
There are no true Tyler Perry fans. You love him when he's rocking that skirt.
Right.
That's when you love him.
Right.
Like I told you,
because we went to go see Good Deed.
Mm-hmm.
Fair to middling movie, decent movie. But y'all didn't go. But the Tyler Perry fans didn't go see it.
Nope.
You did not go see it. The facts, the numbers back it up. You didn't go see it. You still on that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was his own time. It just...
They cleaned this movie, man. They dogged the director, they dogged everyone. One dude said, it feels almost cruel to laugh at such a blatantly, blindly stumbling, dunderheaded action thriller, but you won't be able to help it. That's not good. But there's other people, who done did bad movies, but their core audience go out there and support it.
Yeah.
Why didn't it? Why ain't the Tyler Perry fans?
I mean,
who swear they love him as a filmmaker, who swear they love his creativity, who swear he's so talented, but you didn't go see him. He's trying to get away from the dress, and y'all sending the message that, hey, if you're not going to wear the dress, we're not going to come see you.
And guess what
he's
going to do next
right.
week?
Alex Cross, I'm going undercover.
Yeah.
Right.
Going undercover.
Exactly.
Yep.
But you know what? I was out today.
Damn.
He went heavy knee on our ass.
But I did. But it was just funny to me because I was out today and I had a conversation with somebody.
I'm sorry.
Okay, all right.
Oh my God, my fans had a
camera. Oh, honey, we need a camera in here, man.
Oh
my God.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right,
okay.
Yeah, quit laughing. You make me laugh.
No,
all right. Anyway. All right, that's right. We'll be good.
No! That's my stop. 818-514-120.
Okay.
So, no, I had a conversation with someone, and we got to talking about this movie. Right. We got to talking about him. And I was told... In blatant language that, hey, we come to see him in the dress. We accept him in the dress.
Mm-hmm.
That's the person said that's what the people want.
But again, part of this is, Tyler really
brought it on himself.
And now the people have become so, they never fell in love. People never had a chance to fall in love with Tyler Perry.
Right.
They all fell in love with Madea.
Right.
And now,
when his first movie got panned, they made death threats to Roger Ebert for not liking the movie. They threatened the man.
But that was,
often said how they support that
Tyler,
the first movie.
The first Madea movie.
Right. And Roger Ebert went in on it and called it garbage.
Right.
And everybody said you're attacking a black man. A black man is trying to do something positive. I'm just saying.
Just saying.
Just that and the third. You're not trying to support him. All you want to do is bring him down. So my question to the Tyler Perry core audience is, well, when he's trying to branch out and do something that's not stereotypical and not making him, you know, making you wonder about his sexuality, and he's trying to be more manly,
right?
You're not supporting them.
But then again, part of that wants to blame on the Madea, but then again, he's just not a good actor.
Yeah, he is terrible, but there's other hey, Schwarzenegger made a living off of being awful.
But he made a living off being awful and
from the big guy.
Exactly.
From
people
big
know, oh, yeah, he's the muscle. See, the thing is, it's going to be really, really hard for Tyler to take, because every time you look at him, you see Madea. You can't look at Tyler Perry.
That's what, because I tried to say, well, you know what, if you really a fan of the guy, and you can't accept him other than as Madea, I said, that's something kind of saying something about you. And they said, no, it's kind of like Urkel, how no one can see Jaleel White or whatever,
but
of anything other than Urkel.
I see. I
and saying he's been typecast and trapped into that. And then I said, and then they tried to use the example of Johnny Depp. They said, well, Johnny Depp been doing all these Pirates of the Caribbean for years,
nah,
and he's Jack Sparrow, so you only see him in Jack Sparrow.
Shadow.
And I said, no, I totally disagree. He does plenty of movies other than those, and no one goes there and wants to see him as Jack Sparrow. No, you see him out of the camera. You just see him at the door on Titanic.
Well, no,
they're using franchise movies.
I got you.
So they're using something, you know, there's 3, 4, 5 of these movies. And like Tobey Maguire doing Spider-Man because he said he didn't want to get typecast and only seen the Spider-Man. So I get that. But I was saying, you know, I say, no. I say, if you're a fan of that person, I say Robin Williams was doing comedy for years. And when he started to do dramatic roles, he made the switch. And
right.
No one thought not to become a good enough actor.
One hour photo.
1 hour
photo.
Yeah.
And it's like, I saw the movie and I was like, that's
the genie from Aladdin?
Right.
Like, dude
right.
Is that good.
Steve Martin did it too. Started off making just dumb comedies and made the transition over to dramatic roles.
So
it's just, but it's, see, the thing is, they all have what we call talent to make that switch.
I know that.
And the previews in itself, I walked through a little bit of hell before I let him do it.
Have you seen the climactic fight between him and the villain?
I saw him. Show me your hands.
It's so bad that when they were fighting, they resorted to shaking the camera to make it look like it was such a dramatic stroke. Oh, dude, it's terrible.
Right.
He just
ran out one of those during the fight scene.
That is not.
And to me, if you guys truly love Tyler Perry like you claim you do, you're not doing him any favors by not supporting him when he tries to extend his range and do something other than
what
he's
crazy is. His Why Did I Get Married thing is success. Not the TV show.
No.
The TV show and the movie.
No, the one with the dude and the woman with the mouth.
Yeah.
No, that is
good.
The mouth.
Yeah.
But I know it's still on, so
I
just figured.
I mean, the TBS is, I mean, hey, he's Tyler.
I know, but I'm just saying.
No, it's still on, but no,
right.
We're not pulling in.
Okay, I got
the Browns.
Okay, right. So again, if it's not the film, if it's not stepping and fetching, how come, why won't you support something other than him being a buffoon?
I don't know. I can't.
You're right about the talent thing. You got to have a little bit of, you know.
Because, I mean,
they swear he cannot.
They swear he's a great actor,
yep.
A great producer, a great director,
yep.
And
yeah.
And yet, when he,
you look at his whole history, every time he does, with the exception of a few movies, whenever he does something that's not Madea related, it don't do as well.
Yeah.
So, what is it about Tyler Perry fans that is compelled to only see a black man in a dress?
I think more or less they just fell in love with that character, and now it's hard to, you don't want to see, it's like, and you don't want to see him outside of that dress, and that's wrong in itself.
To me, it says something about
his fans.
Yeah, it says a lot about his fans. It says a whole lot about his fans. But again, I have actual Tyler Perry fans in my family, and they went to see it. They liked it, but I believe they liked it because they're Tyler Perry fans. They actually said, okay, he can do no wrong.
Right.
In their eyes, of course.
Right.
But, you know, and that's cool. I would admit
they're supporting him as he's trying to branch out.
Right.
To me, if it's somebody you like and you see them trying to make that leap to do bigger and better things and you want to see them successful, you should support them, even if the movie is bad.
Right.
And now, if he made a string of bad movies and then you said, well, yeah, I used to like the dude, but you can't leap beyond these terrible roles, then I get that. That's your evolution with him and saying, okay, I'm cool.
I would
be successful for someone you like. You're supposed to support that person.
Yeah, and I think he jumped from the Madea to, I mean, I know you're supposed to jump and make a role, but it's like, did he actually study up for the role? Did he actually?
Alex Ross?
Yeah, did he actually?
I would assume so.
Like, based off the Detective Trillian?
Based off the Morgan Freeman roles.
Oh, that one or the book?
Kiss the Girl? No,
yeah.
That the same series, right?
Right.
That character, Morgan Freeman character in Kiss the Girls, is him younger.
Right.
But
so. But what I'm saying is, it just, I don't think, I know they said it, like, it's just certain things, like the running scene. It's nothing made me see him as, I know he grew his hair.
Right.
And
he was on the cover of Men's Health Ebony, like, yes, look, no, I lift weights now. Yeah,
I get that, but it's like, you try to, it's almost like you're still bringing stage play to this movie.
But he's not a director, so that ain't his fault.
But my thing is, it's his tone.
I got
it's
you.
His mannerism. It's almost like he's trying to, you can tell he's trying to project to an empty arena or something. It doesn't come off believable.
Right.
And on top of that, you got a dude who is an actor.
The dude
from what?
Yeah, they said Matthew Fox. A lot of people said Matthew Fox was the only thing holding this disaster together, which wasn't, you know, that great. But they were saying, you know, he, of course, he's got range. And he's got, so he out-acted, he overshadowed Tyler and everybody else on every level.
But that's the thing. I was expecting that from, I said that when I saw the movie. There's no way anybody else in that movie is going to act like, if you ever seen him on Lost, though,
I got
the dude is cold.
No, I got
no.
The dude is good. But I'm saying that, to me, if I'm going to cast him, I'm casting him to bring the best out of Tyler and hope Tyler can rise to the occasion.
But
why put Tyler in the movie if he can't act?
Why put Ray Allen in the movie with Denzel Washington?
Yeah.
Well, that's on Spike, right? But Spike felt that he could bring that out of him, and Denzel is capable of taking lower class actors and rising them up,
rising them up
to meet the occasion.
I love Into Deep.
Oh yeah,
that was a great movie.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but so I mean, to me, why cast Tyler in the first place? Unless you, I mean, Tyler gets a lot of respect in Hollywood.
He does.
Tyler has a lot of power in Hollywood. Tyler might have been talking about, I want to expand, spam my range. Cool, we're gonna do this. But
I say give him more time though. Like he needs, maybe, you know what, another thing. Tyler maybe needs to lay low for a while. Maybe that would have helped if he just took maybe two years off
with
nobody seeing him as Madea. If he stopped, because he's in the middle of doing his tour of Madea Gets a Job.
Right.
So maybe take 2 years off
and take some classes.
Come back, then people be like, "Yo, Tyler is killing."
So I figured that probably would have helped him out a little bit.
Right.
So, all right, well, let's get ready to go into the second hour. We're going to go ahead and take this break, and then when we come back, we're going to have a second hour of Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I'll be going on vacation. See, the thing is, if you about to be up out this biatch, check it. Peep Delta. We be flying all over this bitch. Let me ask you something. You fin to raise up and get your travel on? From the interior to the exterior, You've got to get your posterior in one of these big-ass planes. Dog, you lay in the cut straight sitting on your ass and getting your drink on and your snack on while we floss and fly this mofo all over this bitch. East Coast, West Coast, it don't matter. Nia, we'll get you to your hoe and back lickety-split. No sh**. Then you'll be back at your crib chilling with a flat spliff, thinking we were some crazy-ass angel. Hell, these fat, round, thick-ass vessels run up in the sky so deep, it be crying. Yeah, you thought it was rain. So bring a towel, because at Delta, it's laid out like that. Call one of these fly-ass Delta coochies, and they call them punk-ass co-workers of yours. Catch the vapors as you be off and about. You going? We fly you there. You been? We done already flew up in there. We got you covered like a jimmy hat. At Delta, we loves us some flying, and it be showing like a motherfucker.
Oh, Lord!
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Are you not entertained?
Welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devine.
And we are the Truth Brothers. And I'm going to give us a call of 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And I'm sitting here monitoring the chat room.
And yeah, we were supposed to have the Honorable Mayor of University Park, Vivian Covington, on the show, but she has got caught up with some last-minute problems she got to deal with, some business, so she is not going to be with us tonight. We're very sorry about that. She's an important person, but she definitely gave us her love and said that she definitely wants to be on the show, so we'll schedule her up another time. So,
and she would be open to all your calls, comments, and whatever. So, you know, she's a real, real good person.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed meeting her.
And she
has. I have.
And, yeah, so you're stuck with us for the second half of Truth Brothers.
Let's get it straight.
I'm back.
I wasn't even here last week. I'm
right.
Back, man. Again, shout out to Marvin, keeping my seat warm.
So you did a good job.
Here, right?
Yeah, he sat there.
I know, I can feel it.
I'm playing, Marvin. You're good people, bro. If I don't crack on you, I don't like you. That's just real talk. But yeah, so we have been getting the politics and elected officials and that, man. But one of the main things is early voting is open for most of the states in the union. Get out there and vote.
Get it out the way.
Get it out the way. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait for it to get cold and rain. Get out there.
Take your grandmamas.
That's right.
Take your grandmamas.
That's right.
I'm serious. Like, take your grandmama up there. Let her go ahead and push the button. Or a staple or whatever they do for them. I know they got special things now because they don't know how to handle them touch screens real well.
I'm being serious.
They think some of what? Nah, you can't vote like that. Like,
damn.
I'm used to pressing the button and sliding with hoses. So,
yeah.
I know. Back in the racism days.
It's important that you get out there and vote in this election. It's very important.
He's trying. Taking PBS.
Yes! Ronnie, swear to Big Bird. You know how much your child loves Big Bird and Animal. He already told him he's going to put him on the street.
All I'm saying is, you know who watch your kids. And if you...
You know who watch your kids.
You know who watch your kids.
You come over in the morning.
Hey, you want to be real? We're being real.
Yeah, Elmo's home.
Leave me
alone.
Leave me alone.
On the couch.
Mama's new boyfriend's home.
Wow.
That's messed up, bro.
You finna go learn.
Go learn.
Wait a minute.
Doing the
sister.
Yes, sir.
From Poland.
Mama.
Mama got some measurements she got to do.
I know
I'm about 5 years, so
let's go ahead. Anyway, man, because
I'm Italy.
A lot of rules. I know. Big Mama's been around.
What is wrong with y'all?
It's been real. Yeah. And it's just crazy. So real quick before we get into something else, I was sitting there thinking about the Alex Cross thing.
Real quick, 818-514-1202. You guys got any comments about Tyler Perry or Alex Cross? Anything that we were talking about, feel free to call in and let it go.
Right. And my only question was, I'm looking at all the actors, and I'm using the air quotes with Tyler, but all of those that came for, that did do that, like you got Martin, who did the big, he did three, was it three or four of the Big Mama House?
Big Mama's.
Wasn't it four?
Maybe it was four.
Because he brought
the boy and wrecked his career.
Right, Brandon T. Jackson,
right.
The kid's name. And I'm like, is it some type of...
That's
in a conspiracy to get the dudes to...
Dave Chappelle it is. Dave Chappelle said he was doing a movie,
Blue Streak with Martin.
Yeah, and he said that at one point they came in the trailer with the dress talking about, hey, you know what? Jesus just came down with a rewrite. He felt like you should cross-dress.
Yeah.
Praise Jesus for his rewrites.
All right.
Right. And he didn't go. He's like, no, I'm straight. I'm good.
I'm
no
fine. Yeah. But I don't get why dudes, like Martin didn't have to do, but
he didn't.
He didn't have to do, you fresh off Bad Boys. You're killing.
But before that, his comedies were killing.
His comedy, his show was killing.
Right.
So he was hot. You killing. The movie career was, Thin Line Between Love and Hate was packed everywhere.
Which was his endeavor from beginning to end, so he showed his ability to get a movie made.
Yeah.
Produce it. I think he directed it. And that wasn't a bad movie at all.
Huh. Thin Line Between Love and Hate was great. Set Bobby Brown off a little bit. I didn't understand. It's just one of the things that, like, Tyler, I get. You started stage, so you brought what you brought to stage. That's not agreeing with it.
No, I
just
got you. I don't believe it was a grave mistake. I mean, yeah, if he did the stage thing, and I do kind of get that, because you were starving actor, and you wanted to get your projects out there and get it made, and you did that. But I believe, and you know, we said that before, when you went to go make the movie, you should have got an actress to play Medea.
No doubt. I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. That would have freed you up, so you'd have just been seen as this great black director. So when you go to do Alex Cross, you wouldn't have had that biting you in the behind right now.
No doubt. No, absolutely. No, it's just to me right now. That's something that just boggles my mind to why. I wish I could have a sit down with Martin and ask why did he do the first one though. That's what I'm saying. Like, why?
Right. Because you know some of the dudes will tell you back in the day, like Flip Wilson and some of the others, they had to do
right.
it in order to break that ceiling to get to the next level.
So you don't have.
So when Flip Wilson stopped doing the Flip Wilson show, that was like the number one variety show on television. When he stepped away from the game, and he said he broke that barrier down, so you don't have to. So then, why do you continue to do it?
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. Like,
why did you continue
with your boy? When Jamie was doing Wanda on In Living Color, I didn't get it. I understand people saying that, man, he was trying to get out there, but I didn't know. If you go back, Jamie had a name before he hit In Living Color.
Yes.
Jamie was the first one behind any of the Waynes. Jamie was the only other one to come out with his first stand-up to hit HBO,
right.
The other Wayans.
Right.
Tommy Davis and David Allen Greer didn't come till after Jamie did his.
Okay.
They didn't know all of that.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
But at the same time, he could make a case he wasn't known nationwide. At the same time, they were the skit on Wanda was she was so ugly. I got it. So they were saying, if I do this, that way I'm not going to put a female in there to say that she's ugly. I wouldn't do it. I get the concept.
Okay.
You know, But why do you, I mean, when you in a why do, the whole thing of Martin got his show. Why did you have to, you played all them different characters, and I know you're good at that. Why did you have to be the female next door? Why didn't you hire someone for that flavor that could have done that?
Or a mama? Or when you play
or the mama? Or the mama.
Yeah, I got you. I, that makes a lot of sense, too.
Yeah. I mean, I just believe, I mean, for me, myself, I don't want to get, I don't want to get, I know they offer you a lot of money, and I know they put, and I know it's enticing. I understand succumbing to that. I really do. But at the same time, I'm like, man, my kids got to see this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my thing. I don't want to tell my kids, and I damn sure don't want to tell my grandkids, Grandpa, why was you in a dress?
Right.
Girls, that's what's putting you through college.
Don't girls wear that?
Yeah,
that's the question.
Right.
I
would
think you
right. Yeah, how you going to tell your son, hey, man, don't put your mama house shoes, your mama heels on.
But
at the same time, what did putting on the dress do for Wesley Snipes? Because that movie didn't do nothing for him.
That movie didn't
help nor hinder his career in any way. So why do it?
That's another
what
thing.
What did you do?
That's another thing that I don't get. Like, why?
Because Patrick Swayze did it. So, because Patrick Swayze did it, it was cool. I'm straight on that.
Yeah, I didn't.
Look,
Wesley
still
didn't
pay your taxes.
Wesley didn't.
Why?
Right. And not why? Not even chops. Wesley definitely had a chops to probably handle himself in jail. But still, now you got to go in the pen with that on you.
Hey. Go back, do your movie, too.
Do your movie.
Yeah, you don't want to be Wesley. Bring your milkshake.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Why Holiday Heart? What did that do for you?
It broke my heart.
What did that do for you?
We were
Tim Rains, at one point, was real hot. He got real hot. And why would you do that? What did that do for you?
Your butter.
It's all about guns and butter, bro. You see, I don't understand them. Anyway,
was he shaving his neck with a little razor in that joint?
That's what they did. 818-512-1202.
Put your whole body in a chokehold and started licking his hand.
See, that's
that
movie.
No,
that was getting the character. Yeah,
that was.
Yeah,
okay.
He was back in jail. I know how you make it better, fix it, and make it better.
You know, something from the Stow Jody.
That is my joint.
I don't.
But again, though, it's like certain people got chops, man. Like Wesley dude got actually have what acting chops.
Yeah. Wesley, look, people forget, man. Early in Wesley's career, before he became this megastar, No Better Blues.
Oh yeah,
he went toe for toe with Denzel. That's what I was saying about. A large actor taking a group of actors and raising their game up.
Yeah.
And he took the was up to the challenge.
Yeah.
He was on him on every level, man. He was right there with him, man.
Now that you mentioned that, what's your boy? Because I didn't know Dean was as good as he is that was with Denzel in Training Day. The boy was involved.
Right.
That's called
he's
rising up to the challenge.
Man. Dude got it, though. Dude got it. I didn't know he was good. He was, nah, okay. I get it. But that's crazy, though, that a dude that talented, though, man, that talented has the same look in every movie, though, Denzel. He got the same eye blinking and with the finger, like, that same.
Right.
But it's the degrees and the mannerisms.
You know,
oh, man. Robert De Niro. If you look at Robert De Niro's ranges, it looks like he's doing the same role every time, but it's not because it's just the varying degrees of subtlety that he adds into each performance makes it different. Our guest for tonight couldn't make it. She had a personal appointment that she had to take care of, and seeing how she's the mayor of a large town in the south suburbs of Chicago, she's pretty important. So we can understand that. So
and she has decided that she will come back and check and be with the Truth Brothers on a later date. Sorry about that. So. You know, we're not really upset about that.
That's right.
You know,
we're
a
positive
black, successful team. Hey, what can you do?
That's
but
right.
Again,
One thing I've seen, now that we are into this little active thing,
right?
A thing that I have saw on the internet, which kind of blew me, and I think I was telling you about this earlier. Zoe Saldana,
right,
is playing Nina Simone.
Right. Now, if anybody don't remember who she is, she starred in that movie Columbiana, and in the new Star Trek movie, she was Uhura.
Yeah, and she has blackface on. So I'm wondering, like, you couldn't find somebody that looked like Nia Simone?
They got darker makeup on.
Yeah, they you're a little bit too bright. Let's paint this.
But you're perfect for the role.
You're perfect for the role. But, hey, we gotta tan the appetite.
Right. Queen Latifah's Harriet Tubman.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's me.
Wow. Yeah, I got you. Hey, we got a caller real quick. 240, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
What's up, man? It's Mikhail from Grown Soul Real Talk. How y'all doing?
What's going on, man? What's going on, bro?
Hey, man, I seen that. I had that picture today that Zoe chick.
Yeah.
Could you believe it was some Bamas defending that? I mean, defending it. That's just how, like, lost some of our folks is, man. I swear, man, it's just ridiculous. I'm looking at the screen, and one of the folks came on there and said, yo, this isn't blackface. And I'm like, and I'm looking at the screen, and I'm like, is he serious?
No,
is he serious? Look at this girl. That girl. And you know what? I was talking to another young lady. She was saying that maybe that a lot of these people do not understand the effect or the personality that Nina Simone brings. And that is the issue here. You know what I mean? Because if you really know about Nina Simone and you really know where she coming from, this Zoe chick, no, man. This is like going from playing with what's them black dolls? I forgot what they called them. Playing with them to going to play with Barbie dolls, man. It's crazy.
Right. And if you understand what Nina Simone is about, you just offended her spirit by doing this.
Yeah.
So why would you rather something like that? Cast the right person for the right job. Activist to skipping, I don't want to say skipping country, but I mean, she left it. She was like, I'm fed up. I ain't got to put up with this.
Yeah.
I'm mad at her.
I got her. And
she didn't sell out.
Exactly.
And then it's just, I didn't understand why you mean to tell me that you this not no Ricky Dink company that's backing the movie, the biopic.
Right.
No Ricky Dink company. You found the perfect dude to play Jimi Hendrix in Andre 3000.
Right.
You can't find nobody to play Simone? Not one person who looks like her and can play her?
Right.
That's not
talent, because she is a good actress and maybe she can embody the spirit, but if you gotta change her complexion that dramatically to where people can notice, she looks nothing. To me, she still don't look like Nina Simone.
Right.
I don't even understand how they're gonna pull this off. I do not understand how they're gonna pull this off. Nina Simone is
I don't understand it either. I don't think Zoe can act like that for real. I mean, it ain't like she, you know, I'd have gave him a pass if, you know, she was like this great actress. I mean, because, you know, I've given out passes before. I mean, you know, look at Pacino when he tried to play Puerto Rican in Carlito. I thought that was a little stretch. But, I can't get this one a pass.
I get what he's saying about, you know, if you can pull off the performance. But again, that's not, they didn't have to darken or lighten Al Pacino to pull off Carlito's way. And all these idiots who love Scarface so much, check out Carlito's way and see what a real movie is like.
And you know what's crazy is, it's to a point now that I heard everything now as far as, it's when you're playing somebody, if you're playing a person of history, I go back to Denzel and Malcolm X. I go back to even the dude that played the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Malcolm X.
Mm-hmm.
I go back to Ray.
Oh, he looked just like him. Oh,
the Fox.
Right.
I go back to all these people who played the role and looked the part,
and you can't find one person.
Exactly. You gotta find a person in character type.
That exactly.
If you need a dark skinned sister to play, Zoe might be great, but we need a dark skinned sister.
I'll be honest.
Give us her girl name.
First one I thought of was Jennifer, and then the best one to fit the role would be India Irie, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That's exactly
who I was
picking
up. I could see her.
Now, the question would be, because she asked, but you're right. She's fitting the character.
Put the movie off 2 years. 2-3 years, put it off extensive training. Read up.
I believe Wilson would do a
better job than Zoe would do because I feel like the spirit would be closer to Indy Irie.
Oh, yeah. I'd be real close to her. I mean, she dark skin. She a singer? Really?
How hard is that?
She really has look. But trust me, you don't even have to put the project off. Right, I was going to say, there's actresses out there who you don't know about them because they're not on the A-list or the big stars.
And
but
that's
there's
the
someone
thing.
Out there. It's called podcasting.
Did you
find them? That's the same thing I said about Tyler.
I think it's a commodity. I think they're making
it. And that's the second thing.
Well, whoever's hot now.
Hey, Mikhail, I got a question for you, bro.
Uh-huh.
You're a brother like myself, and we're in a competition for who's the meanest person on Blog Talk.
No, please, no, not me. Take me out that.
Yeah.
I'll be a judge.
So my question is, could they offer you enough money to put on a dress for a movie?
Let me
throw the scenario at you, Mikhail. Patrick Pigeons, we coming to you. We like, you know what? We like what you do. Your best of your voice, man. Everything's cool. Let me tell you something. I got this movie I'm doing, right? I see you in this dress. Don't talk yet. Here's $150 million. This just
$150 million.
This just, and you're gonna get your sales at the gate. We give you 10% on each sale at the gate.
Hey Devon, I'm a revolutionary minded brother. Not many revolutions I can start with that kind of money, Slim.
Remember,
God, you put me on the spot. I couldn't do it.
So when you put on that dress and they say, okay, now in this scene you got to take one to the face. I don't think so.
None of that, sir.
Right. That's a lot of money, man.
I was thinking about it, yeah, you know what I mean? You know how much dust I could kick up with that kind of money? Man, I could just go kick up, you know, throw rocks at the White House. You know what I'm saying? I can go piss on Congress floor. I mean, good, man. I can just do a whole bunch of dumb stuff.
You could jump on stage.
Get away with
it. White girl from getting her award. That's
all.
Hey, man, I was told to tell you that Brett Shepard said hi.
Tell that brother I said, what's up? Tell him I said, what's up?
Shepard
brings the truth.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's good to know that you wouldn't sell your soul.
That's
you know,
right.
A lot of people have done it, you know, and have nothing to show for.
But to me, if I'm gonna be an actor, I'm looking at, hey, Denzel didn't do it. I don't have to do it.
Denzel didn't do it. Exactly. Yeah. Denzel didn't do it. I don't have to do it either. But yo, Denzel put in a gang of work, Slim.
Denzel
put a gang of work on. I mean, he came up. It was a long way between what was that TV show, St. Elsewhere. It was a long way between St. Elsewhere and Training Day, Slim.
Yeah.
Long way.
But he put the work in. He put the work in, and also remember when they did Amistad, they came to him.
They came to him first, and he was like, "Ah, no, thank you. I don't pull a slave today." And I like that. He was like, "No, I'm good."
Yeah.
But they did.
Yeah, that's good.
That's not. That, I'm not even saying that like the dude who took the role like that's
yeah,
a,
yeah.
like he should look down on him for that. Denzel just said, "I don't feel like playing that type of
role."
Oh,
give us that. Give
right.
us that free.
Yeah, and the dude who did play it did a great job, and he's a good stand-up brother.
Yeah.
Who ain't put no dress on.
He sure is.
Right.
He sure is. Every time I think of his face, I call him Give Us Us Free.
That's how
he got it. Because I can't pronounce his name.
Right. You know what?
Right.
If you really want to check that brother out of something good, check out that Black Panther series, man. He was awesome in that.
Yeah.
He was
yeah.
awesome in that. But...
That's
good.
He's a real cool dude, though. Well, we got to take a real. Thanks for coming in with us, Mikal. We'll be right back with more Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
This is something like the Holocaust. Millions of our people lost. Bow heads and pray to the Lord.
Hey everybody, this is Ray Gates of True Brothers Radio, taking this time to say thanks to everyone who's tuned into the show. We are on the rise and we have you to thank for it. If you like what you're hearing, feel free to join our Facebook page, give us a review on iTunes, or drop us a line at wewanttruth@att.net. Also, don't forget to tell your friends about the show. Due to you spreading the word about the show, we are on our way to becoming the number one show on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks again for joining the Truth Brothers family. Peace.
I got two boys, man, and I don't see how I can explain that to them later on. You could play the gay dude.
You could be Tom Hanks in Philadelphia,
right?
And play the gay dude.
Or you could be.
Right.
Go down Dirty Shame.
Exactly.
So nah.
You know, that bathhouse scene or the theater scene at Philadelphia wasn't cool.
Yeah,
I got AIDS.
Did he have AIDS?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. Is that the one? That ain't the one when he was stepping on the piano and all that on the.
No, that's Big.
Big, yeah, that's what it was.
I like Big.
Big is cool. He just clowned Big.
I thought that was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, I saw him when he was sliding. I was about two and whatever.
Right.
Didn't do nothing for me.
But yeah, so you don't think you could play? You don't think you could play them?
I could. The thing is, it depends on what type of guy they would actually have me playing. Like, I could,
right.
It'd be hard to, like, you could be the gay business owner, but they don't know you gay.
So it's not, like, right, it ain't about the being a flame, man.
Right, you don't have to, hey,
right.
How you doing?
You do it just happened to be.
Right, you know, that, and, you know, whatever. As long as you ain't asking me to slob this dude down or.
Right.
Oh, we got the business wrong.
Nope. No,
handshake. Not at the job.
That's what you. There you go.
How you
well,
doing?
Okay, let me ask you this question.
What's going on?
I'm gonna ask you the Will Smith question. Now remember, in Six Degrees, was
but
it Six Degrees?
He didn't. He took that from the bill. He did.
Right.
Exactly.
It looked like he did, right?
Right, but they had to use a camera trick.
I understand that, but all I'm saying is, camera trick or not, and we know it was not, but could you still have that kiss being done, be it photoshopped or otherwise? Would you be okay with that?
Who are you asking, Ray?
I'm asking both of y'all.
Go ahead, I answer the question.
If it's between a dress and having to do
no, the dress is out.
So everything else is gold.
No, the dress is no gold.
All right, Tyler wants you to start me.
Nope, not going to happen.
Tyler and Ray.
I'm not going to be making the lose out front.
You know, Tyler and Ray in Elijah's
new Ernie.
Right.
The new sweaters.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
Right.
Could you do that?
You really can't do it.
No.
Sure can do it. I'll drag you through hell before I let you.
Right.
Nah, Tyler.
Right.
No,
I'm good on that. I'm good on that. No, I don't know about the camera trick, man. Yeah, it's just hard, man. I don't think it's
a camera trick.
Like, I got Will because Will, you know, he's not doing that thing.
Will dudes would do Iron Man.
Yeah.
He play, hey, dude, Lusty Zero is a hell of a movie. And you had to have some scenes in that way. And it was all tricks, but still. It gave
me. If you put it down digitally,
it wasn't digital back
then.
That's
what I'm saying. Hey, we're going to take this and split screen it. And you go ahead and what if they split screen it and make it look like y'all in the bed and y'all doing the whole
thing? If you're signing up for the movie. Right.
If you're signing up for the movie.
That's another one.
I'm
good.
I've never seen it.
You know what?
You know why?
Because no one never took you to see it. Hey, you know why? No one ever took you to see it.
Oh, man, you got to be real secure.
It ain't got to be that's I'm doing straight.
That's for y'all.
They make me, that's for y'all.
Oh, that's
for
seeing how that's for y'all.
And everything around it.
Y'all, go knock yourself out.
Don't want to see
the
magic
doing. Mic. I'm not there.
No,
that's for y'all.
That's for ladies.
Knock yourself down. That's for them.
That's for ladies.
That's for them.
Magic Mike.
Man, that's for them.
That's for the dudes that won't check.
Yeah, hey. That's for them.
That's
for
the dudes that say, excuse me,
women,
but
it's right.
Okay.
That's how they get you to get signed up for the movie. Yeah, you can play a man's strip at this women's club. It's great. They're going to have all these women, boy. Ain't for them.
Good question. 514-1202. Are there any dudes, any straight dudes that saw Brokeback Mountain?
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, is there other any?
Wow.
818-514-1202.
I'm waiting for that, Mikhail. You're back on, man.
You had to bring him back?
Yeah, I thought he ain't running than a pigeon.
About morning straight dudes went to see Brokeback.
Oh, Ben Shepard say. Oh, he never saw it. Okay.
I ain't seen that Joan.
I have
not seen that Joan. I do have pictures up on my Facebook page where we've taken cowboy players and put them in the Brokeback picture. You know, we call it Brokeback Cowboy Mountain.
Right. Remember they did that to our Texas governor when he was running this year.
Idiot guy.
Yeah,
Rick Perry.
Yeah,
they did. You know, when he made his commercial about taxes when he was running, they dressed him in the Brokeback Mountain gear and the fool didn't know it and did the commercial.
I couldn't do no movie like that, man. I'm very secure with my masculinity.
True, true.
So I went and checked it out. I mean, I didn't go to the show. It was on HBO.
Right.
It was maybe about what? Well, it was before I moved out here to University Park.
Gotcha. So it was all and you looked at it.
Yeah, I just got called in. I was like, okay, you know, and that was it. I didn't. It was like, hey, you know, bucket list. Some movie.
That was on your bucket list?
No, I'm just saying.
God,
you got me. No,
I wear boxers.
Okay, just get it clear. I wear boxers. I'm a man. I like ladies.
No doubt. Why are you going there?
I'm saying don't defend yourself. You good, man. Just stand your ground, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Like this here. I'm going to tell you like this. I ain't going to watch it. I don't want to watch it. I don't care to watch it. Don't want to play in the movie. None of that stuff. I don't. And I am not homophobic. I do not hate gay people or, you know, whatever they want to do, however they want to do. You go on and frolic in the forest and do whatever you want to do over there. I don't care. Go on. I don't care. Don't bring it over here. I just don't want it over here.
I'm good. I'm straight. I'm going to do me. You do you.
I'm
the same. I'm just judging. But there's people who, hey, when your movies go see, hey, and it could be a good movie. It could be Oscar. Go knock yourself out.
I heard the Oscar buzz about it.
Any movie that got Oscar buzz about it, I've always checked out. The King's Speech, I checked out because of Oscar buzz. What's your The Help, because of Oscar buzz. Swan, because of Oscar buzz.
Right.
I just wanted to see
what happened.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Bill Shepard said, I don't hate dog turds, but I'll avoid one if I'm able. Wow.
I'm good.
But hey, to each his own, do that. You thing. I'm just saying. Look, one of my favorite shows is Grey's Anatomy. I love it.
Yes.
It's a great show.
Love
it. Boy, oh boy, they are very liberal, and they always got some gay couple coming to the hospital to have a tumor removed. And I got to put up with that.
Like, I'm in good zone.
I got to deal with
that. Put up, like, come on,
oh,
man.
No,
they're
not a hemorrhoid. It's
right.
No, it seemed like they start hitting us over the head with it. You know,
yeah.
I mean, at first I was cool because I was trying to, you know, I was trying to understand, you know, not trying to be a jerk, you know what I mean? I'm really understand. Now I don't want to understand no more. It's too much. It's like the three McDonald's in my neighborhood. You know, you could turn on three different shows right now and you see something like that. I don't want to see it. I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
It's yeah, Bill Shepard said it slowly raises the tolerance level, and that's what
it is.
I mean, when you see such a particular theme through a couple of years on all these movies, like when they keep giving you the alien movie, they keep giving you prepared or getting you to accept the concept, you know. And the way they did it was so sly, started in the 90s, and they started giving you the two girls kisses. How did it on TV? The first time they did it, made a big deal.
Every
show started doing it. They get accustomed to it. And they say, you really great. And they watched it. All of the pictures are like that.
Okay,
you do.
And
the girl was a cool friend of his.
Oh, and none of
that. And then now they got that show with they grew up together with two best friends from childhood. And one is gay, called partner. They got a business together.
Kind of still
there. And one is straight with a girlfriend, and the other one is gay. And the girlfriend like, why are you always over here when I come over here? He's like, no, we grew up together. It's cool. It's all right. Yeah, I'm straight, but my best friend is gay, and I can accept him.
So they are trying,
and they've been trying to slow them.
Now, I agree with that. It's just to a point now that it's just like,
Now you got RuPaul's Drag Race. And you got all of
When they got a panel, you were done. When they got a panel,
that was it.
And it's been a full tilt.
I'm like, come on, man.
Yep.
And now look at Capri. Skinny Jeans.
Yep.
Capri.
Yep.
Makeup. Boys got nail polish on.
Did you see Seal?
Come on,
did
man.
Did you see Seal?
Nope.
Seal has lime green fingernails.
Oh, see?
See?
And that ain't Heidi Klum.
See?
That's awesome, man.
That is.
You're grown, man.
You're a grown man.
You're a nail polish. What's
wrong with you,
bro?
Nah, not on all sides.
There you go. And it's not like it don't stand out. Because, like, you get a bright-ass light green and you look like Goodyear tires. Like,
there you go.
Why would you do that?
There
like,
you
the
go.
Goodyear word stands out on tires.
You're glowing.
Right. So, there's nothing against the homosexual community.
Right.
Do you, but boy,
you take it and you
get in shoving it, because
the mainstream is going to accept it. You're here, accept it.
You don't want that to be your hate. And now you want to go tolerance in school.
But again, when we did the show about same sex, same problem, I asked the question. Is learning gay history a bad thing? Because as you don't feel it, and the white kids who had to learn about Mother Ethel, they probably didn't feel it either. But that's
something they needed to know.
So I don't know. I mean, I'm sure.
What part of gay history do you think needs to be implemented? What part of gay history do you think you need to know?
I don't know,
because I don't know that much about gay history.
But here's the thing.
But
I don't think
okay.
Gay is someone's personal sexual preference.
Right.
It has no real... It doesn't seem like
right.
it has any real contribution to society outside of you choosing who you want to be with.
But according to that group, they say that they have been constantly harassed and discriminated against as a group.
So you want to
You want to have their struggle, talk about how they struggle from whatever they begin until present day, have that be important to you?
That's what they want.
Why?
Because they feel that it's important.
Because they feel that it's important.
The level of understanding and less discrimination.
The only reason
that they
is because you have African-American history. That's because contributions through history show what we did through history
right.
to actually help us and help this country
but
a
long
time
to know.
So you don't know anything about gay history because you don't know.
So you don't know what contributions they made. So it'll be different if a gay man say, hey, versus just a regular man, the fact that he's gay makes the difference.
I see what you're saying.
A regular man can't just come out and say, hey, man, not saying Steve Jobs was gay, but hey, man,
yeah.
I made a new version of the iPhone for you. You can't just say, hey, Bill Dixon became a... Bill Dixon
rushing along.
Came out... I'm trying to finish his thing, man.
Oh, my God.
He came out with the new iPhone.
Oh.
Do you have to say Bill Dixon was gay and he came out with the iPhone?
Right.
I agree
with you in that regard, because to me, when you go and looking for a job, you go and looking for a job. To me, it doesn't matter. When you put out an application, the sexual preference doesn't make a difference.
Right.
If you're going in there looking for a job, if you're going in there, I guess, flaming with a rainbow shirt on,
with
makeup and green nails on,
then yeah, I guess that would matter if they want to put you in the front of the
establishment. Right.
Yeah.
I guess that would make a difference. But I mean, if you go in there, I'm just a dude looking for a job.
What does it matter?
And that's
but
my whole thing.
When it comes to being black, that's what sexual preference and race is two totally different
exactly.
things. When I go looking for a job, I can go in there with a suit on. That don't change my blackness.
Yeah.
But I can tone the flame down in order to get the job.
Now what about
work? If you get off work, if you want to flame all you want, that's your
thing.
You get out,
I got the job.
Right.
Yeah, I got you.
Right.
But what about the studs? And actually,
who say that they actually a man? And
how do they go in
like
there? How do they go in there and
I don't know.
And,
yeah, I guess you need to unstud yourself to go fill out the app.
I guess I don't know.
I think you put a lot of pressure and put people in trick bags when you feel you transsexual or whatever, and you go to the job dressed like you're a dude, but you dress like a woman. So because you feel that you're a woman trapped in a man's body, you figure that it's okay for you to go in the woman's bathroom and go to the bathroom.
That ain't cool. But okay, let me ask you this, though. You got the dudes who actually are the flaming gay, like switching, fucking that type of flaming gay. And they can dress like a dude,
right,
but they can't tone the switching and everything. They can't take the lady out of them and they walk. When they go into the job, they go up to the boss.
If you're a professional and come with a professional demeanor, it shouldn't matter. You've got the chops and the knowledge to handle the job.
But I mean, you say you can see that they're gay.
Right. You can see that this dude is gay.
Yeah.
But as long as he's a professional, what does it matter?
I got you. Okay.
Dan Shepard said, what's more important, fashion or getting a job?
Get that job.
You better cut that rainbow. Hey, cut it down.
Yep.
I'm
coming
there
with your
meat.
Contact.
Look. If you straight and you like threesomes all day long, all I do is live for threesomes, that has nothing to do. Don't bring it to work.
Yeah.
Don't bring it to work.
Don't come in there with, yeah, these are my two ladies.
Right, exactly.
You need a job.
Exactly. And, right. And don't feel like, okay, because I like this lifestyle and this is my life, I should feel like I should be able to go to the company party with the president of the bank and bring my two ladies.
And
figure that I should know.
Hey, Devon, can I ask you a question, sir?
What's going on, bro?
You're okay. Say you say you know you the vice president or president of Truth Brothers, and you're doing the interviewing for the day, and you're gonna hire someone, right?
All right.
You have one gentleman that comes up, and he has neon fingernail polish on his fingers. But his resume is impeccable. You know what I mean? Speaks properly.
Okay.
Then you have Twan who comes in there. His name is Anthony on his resume. And I mean you could just hear everything going on in there, but you can see that the brother's very intelligent. Who you gonna hire?
Oh, Twan.
Nah, because he told you can call me Twan. You know, but my name is Anthony, but you can call me Twan. Everybody call me Twan. That's what he said to you.
Do I hire the ghetto or the girly guy? Okay.
Yep. The other guy, you had Seal or Twan. Seal with the little neon on his fingers or Twan? Who you gonna hire?
Were they qualified for the job?
Yeah, they both applied for the job. Who you gonna hire? You got to hire one, cause you know Ray and Candace. You know they done went through a whole bunch of folks. They tired. They left it on you. you got a half an hour to pick one.
Now,
what you gonna do?
So Ray would probably look at me and see the two left and say, "Hey man, you taking these?" But honestly. Get before you answer, we got someone else on the line. I'm going to offer them the same question. 310.
Let's say that.
You know, with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Hello?
Hey, 310. What's up? What's your name?
Hey, it's Jerry Kelly. What's going on, brother?
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Hey, Jerry.
All right, man. You got the bonds question, too. You got two people applying for a job, both highly qualified.
Well, you should call the info, man.
Hold on. I can't hear you. Say it again.
Yeah, you got two people applying for a job at your office, man. Both of them are highly qualified. One's got the flaming gay look with the nail polish, and the other one got the I'm straight from the street look. Which one do you choose?
Yeah, it's hard.
It all depends on what kind of business.
Okay. Your law business, paralegal.
I'm going with the gay guy.
Oh man, it's
believable. If you look at the gay community, they taking names and kicking ass, and they got a lot of money. I'm not going with the guy that's wealthy because we're gonna have problems anyway. He's gonna try to come up and run my shit.
I got you. I like that answer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not homophobic. I got a ride with Twan. Only reason I'm saying is maybe Twan, like he said, Twan don't have a criminal record or nothing.
No.
Twan has an impeccable
right.
He has an impeccable
thing.
Only
thing, Twan just can't hold his
vow.
That's the only thing that's happening with Twan. But usually, in their communities, they're successful, they have money, and they know how to take care of business. They can run an office better than most females.
The only reason I say about the homosexual guy coming in there because if he came to the interview
with green nail polish,
I can't bring him in front of a judge or whoever with green nail polish.
Right.
Hold up, Devon. I said the one dude had the nail polish on, but you know, he was thugged out, he was good. But the other dude was Twan. Twan didn't have the fingernail polish. I was trying to get you with Seal or Twan. Which one you gonna hire?
The guy who had the fingernail polish was the homosexual guy, right?
No, the homosexual guy didn't have fingernail polish on.
Okay,
I was trying to mess with your head. See if you gonna pick the dude with the fingernail polish on his hand or Twan.
Yeah,
the redneck had his nails polished like Shaq, black fingernail polish like Shaq, and Twan is just flaming and can't hold his vows. Which one you go on?
I got to ride with Twan, man. I still got to ride with Twan.
I got you.
No, to me, I'm gonna look at, if they're both highly qualified, I'm looking at which one carries the most professional demeanor. If the dude with the nail polish carries the better professional demeanor, I'm going to tell him, hey, man, I'm thinking about hiring you, but I got a question for you. We're gonna have to drop that nail app before you come in here. Can you do that? If you can't deal with it, then I gotta go to
the other guy. If he except vice versa, the other guy.
You're gonna have to take that rainbow shirt off. You're not gonna get seen with that. I don't care what you do on the all time. But when you represent my law firm,
are you not gay? That's what I'm saying.
I'm gonna say it has nothing to do with you being gay. It has to do with your outfit. If you're not gonna reflect the type of look I wanna have in my office, then you gotta get the stuff. It has nothing to do with you being gay. If you can't hold your vows to 3:30, you got a problem. After 3:30,
after my hours.
After my time is done for my company, you off on your time, you want to go to the bathhouse to keep the soap in the car.
Hey.
I got you. That's right. Hey, what you do on your off time is your business. That is what freedom is supposed to be about. But if I'm working for Jerry Kelly, I better reflect the type of image Jerry Kelly wants to have. I'm working for him.
I got you.
If I don't give off the persona that he wants, it don't care what if I'm in the punk rock, it doesn't matter. I better have the meaning he wants.
Come in there with a real long earring. I got you.
Everybody has that.
Right.
I got a question for everybody out there now. I'm proposing scenarios for everybody listening.
All right,
Jerry, my man McCall was good. Jerry, you got your business where you got your business. McCall, you running Grand Soul, right? You got a
business. Right.
You trying to fill a slot on your hour for your radio show.
Right.
Now, you want to attract a certain audience.
You're trying to get a certain demographic to come aboard and listen to your network or whatever the case may be.
Right. Then you got the overly top, flamboyant, RuPaul, this is me, I want to bring it in type of guy. Or you got the subtle, this is me type of guy. Which one would you hire?
What is the audience I'm trying to bring? I'm trying to bring
a gay
audience.
You're trying to bring a gay audience in.
Okay. Well, okay, I guess I'm going to
say. Yeah, I'm going over the top. I mean, we talking this business. Slim, I'm going over the top.
Okay.
Over the top. Because when you got people talking, guess what? You got the opportunity to make money.
Right.
So I got to go with flaming RuPaul that's all obnoxious and crazy and whatnot. Try to find somebody to balance them out.
Okay.
That Shepard said over the top too.
Okay.
Jerry? Yep, Jerry just dropped.
Okay.
So that just leaves me.
Right.
Now I did what he's saying about the flamboyant and stuff, but I think for myself, what kind of audience? If I'm trying to bring in a gay audience, if I want to bring in a politically aware, Dan Savage type gay audience, who's a real big gay activist, but a real smart cat, I think I might go with the subtle guy if he's able to be intelligent and thought provoking. I might go with the subtle guy because I believe that there's aspects in the gay community that don't like all this RuPaul over the top flaming crap,
okay.
And I think it's a large percentage of the gay community that might say, hey, you know what, we just like everybody else, and we want to be taken seriously, and I think, like, we don't like the over-the-top, bamboozle-type, stereotypical black character. I think gay people may not like that RuPaul stuff.
Now, let me ask you this.
So I think I might provoke them more with the...
Right, but at the same time,
intelligent.
But do you really think...
Ooh, we lost them both.
Do you really think that the people that even the over-the-top are going to listen to, the reason I say I would go for the over-the-top is I believe that they're going to listen because they're going to know he's gay regardless, even if you hate him or you love him. You're going to listen because you know, you're going to say this overly and loud, hey girl, how you doing type gay dude. He's going to bring in what I want. And not as far as like, I want the niggerdom, I guess we can say that, knockerdom.
Right.
That sounds like Hebrew. But and he's going to bring that in. Now, the subtle dude, he will bring in a thought-provoking audience,
right.
But he's not going to get both sides. I believe that I don't believe he'll get both sides as far as he'll get your side as the structured intellectual type. But is he really going to draw in your knuckles?
Right.
Your knuckles.
Well, Mikhail, you're back on, too. He got back in.
Okay.
He lost the call. But to me, I look at someone like Dan Savage, who is very thought-provoking, and he does bring in both sides. And if you look at the whooping he put on Rick Santorum, he's capable of bringing in both sides. And he has no problem saying, yeah, he's gay, but he's a serious gay cat.
But I mean,
and I think
I'm more
respectful. But if I'm bringing that community, and I think I'm being more respectful to that community by bringing somebody who's serious who can bring it than just over the top.
Yeah,
I think Dan Savage does more for gay people than RuPaul.
Oh, no doubt. But my thing is, I understand that a lot, what you just said, but to me, I believe in a certain thing, controversy always create more cash. You're going to have somebody, if I'm looking at it as far as a business standpoint,
right.
And I'm looking at the time that we're living in,
right.
I would do that because I know for a fact that this dude he's bankable. Even though he's an idiot, he's still bankable in the time we're living in.
I guess. I think it depends on what flavor of the show I'm trying to bring in, because if I'm doing something like real time.
Yeah, if
and I'm bringing
that.
Something with that knowledge. I want a Dan Savage,
yeah,
and not a Rip Taylor.
That I get. But I'm
so
saying
that's
you're,
I'm
doing,
from.
You're doing open hour with gay boys. That's
so
what you're doing.
That's, well, then why am I on the show? I just want to create a show
no,
that
I'm
going to do
the
same.
And
I'll get a whole crew of gay people in.
That's what I'm saying. You're not on it.
Oh,
you're just hiring
just
somebody for somebody.
Then I'm hiring both.
You can't
get
them both.
Sure, point counterpoint.
No, you got to have one.
Oh,
you're not
Dan Savage type.
Yeah,
man.
Not going to give that much choice.
I get it. I get what I can get.
What'd you say?
Thank you to everybody who are tuned in. And Shepard, man, thanks for showing up, man. Come back.
My phone is enough.
I have another group talking about this little bit, so I think
very soon, so Universal Park will be coming. Everybody get out there and vote. Also, everybody who's checking out the show on iTunes, and we've got the iTunes ratings are going up big time. Hey, take the time out and write us a review and tell us what you think the Truth Brothers really are.
And again, everybody out there in New York, y'all be careful.
That's right.
All in time.
It's reaching out there, man. It's reaching as far in as Ohio, man. Everybody just be careful out there and don't do nothing stupid. Please.
We've seen what's happening.
There we go. Well, this has been a G Network presentation. We want to let you know that if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then the Truth ain't
it.